to Israel. Sir Mark Lyle Grant was speaking as over 600 experts rode to Rishi Sunak and after three British aid workers were killed by an Israeli airstrike in Gaza. Shadow Business Secretary Jonathan Reynolds says ministers must publish legal advice they've received.
If anything is exported from the UK that could be at risk of being involved in a breach of humanitarian law, then it must not be exported. So I believe we need to see the advice that the government has received. There's no question as to what happens if that threshold has been met. Those goods cannot be exported.
The chief executive of the Airports Operators Association is confident new scanners will be installed across the UK by next year, as they'll miss this summer's deadline. Restrictions on liquids in hand luggage will continue while terminals upgrade their technology. Airports have been given until June the 1st to have them in place. Karen D says the scale of the work and issues with the supply chain have caused delays.
We'll do our utmost to make sure that we hit this. The government has done the right thing to make sure that we have the proper amount of time to be able to deliver this in a way that maintains the extremely high levels of safety and security that we have, but also ensures that we can continue to give passengers a good experience.
42 people remain missing following the earthquake in Taiwan. Nine died in yesterday's tremor. It's claimed it's impossible to imagine how NHS services for autism and ADHD can grow fast enough to fulfil demand. The Nuffield Trust says a radical rethink is needed after numbers waiting for an assessment went up by 55,000 in a year. New car sales in the UK increased last month. They recorded the best March figure since 2019. And the number of calls to UK councils about bed bugs has increased by around a quarter compared with the year before. There were nearly 14,600 in 2023, according to figures compiled by Direct Line. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather for you today. Looking a bit glum out there. 50% chance of rain. That is, where is that? Oh, is it gone? Oh, I'm looking at the wrong day. That's gone clear. 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock, about 50% chance. If not, it should go down to about 20%. So we should stay dry for most of the day. 50% chance again at about 5 o'clock. And then late into the evening, around about 12 a.m., there will be the chance of some overnight showers going into Friday. And it'll be possibly a wet early start. And then it should basically be dry, sunny and cloudy on Friday.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
There's always loads to do in and around Brentwood and Billericay, and you'll find most of it on our website. But every Monday, we've got the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night. If you're a singer, whether you've been singing for years or it's your first time up on stage, it's a great, friendly audience. Just take along your guitar, your piano or your keyboards. Maybe not the piano if it's massive. But your keyboards and whatever else, backing tracks on a memory stick. And just turn up at about 8 o'clock, and it goes on between 8 and 10, hosted by our very own Kev Piggott. All tracks are recorded and a selection are played on the Sunday sessions, and that's at the Essex Arms on Worley Hill.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, outside my window, I can see men. There are three men waiting to come into the studio. That is Hans, Jacob and Martin, all going to be my guests at 11:30. And we've got live music in the studio. Can't wait for that. A busy show today. Going to kick off with a track by Ollie Alexander. This is called Dizzy.
There's a place where break the line, make it a circle redefined. Beautiful gardens, eternal flowers. You know the way, so take me there. Won't you make me take my hand, spin me round and round until
you talk about the way you look at me.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer. Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now my guests are in the studio, but they're all having a coffee at the moment, aren't you, lads?
I am.
There's only one. Notice whose voice that was above everybody else's. That was Martin from MJ Media. I've got bought me in a lovely cup of coffee, which I've then took one sip and spilled all over myself, which is lovely, on my nice top. Which you, Martin, you said my top was quite nice, didn't you?
I
look like a pig, did you say? Did you say I look like a pig? What was that word that came out? You just said pig. You didn't even say anything else.
Have it recorded, surely.
I'm not. I'm going to turn your microphone down. That's the first word that came out of his mouth. The word pig. Yeah, I'm friendly. Thanks, Martin. Anyway, we've got some great music coming up in the studio, and we're going to be talking as well about the Voodoo Keller Bar and lots of music, and I've got some beer in the studio as well, so it's all good days. And we've got live music from Jacob from We Are All Fossils as well. That's all coming up in the next 10 minutes. Before then, we've got Pharrell Williams. This is Miley Cyrus. It's a duet. It's a doctor.
Be a doctor and I could be a nurse. I think I see the problem. It's only gonna get worse. I need that medication to show me where it hurts. I need to rock you, baby, before your body burns. Let me work it out. Oh. Let me work it out. Oh, yeah, yeah. Let little mama work you out. Hold on. You wanna work it out? Work it out. I could be a nurse. I think I see the problem.
problem. It's only gonna get worse. I think that's medication. Just show me where it hurts. I need to rock you, baby, before your body burns. Let me work it out. Let me work it out.
That is Busted with One of These Days. I didn't even realise it was Busted, actually. Now, we've got the track by YG Marley coming up, who is the grandson of Bob Marley. But before that, as you know, we've had Easter. It's been great for a lot of people, but the food bank in Brentwood are looking for some donations. And they fed over 153 local people in one session, and the stock has actually gone right the way down. So they are looking for some donations. And thank you very much for everybody who donated the Easter eggs, which a lot of the children received through the food bank this Easter. So looking for things like tins of salmon, soups, tin custards, tins of fruit, spaghetti, sugar bags of rice, biscuits and coffee. And the other things are like shampoo, shower gel, deodorants, toothpaste and sanitary towels. So if you've got any of those items or you're buying some shopping, do get in contact with Brentwood Food Bank. It's very easy. You can go onto our website, all the www.phoenixfm.com, and anything that you want to donate will be gratefully received and given out to people who really need it. Here's YG Marley. This is Praise Jah in the Moonlight.
They say the sun and I shine for all, but they in some people world get never shine at all. These roads of flames are catching a fire. Ah. No, 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 no. Baby, tell me where you've gone, gone, gone. I've been feeling for your love so long. We can praise God in the moonlight. Baby, if you with me, better do right. And I've been gone too long. And I'm hoping that you sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been on my own, on, on. But we ain't never left alone, alone, alone. And if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong, relax a little, friend, this won't take too long. And when you're feeling alone, you can call my phone. Is there a better way to go? Teach them something before they lose the soul. No, 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 freedom is the road. Oh, no, 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 coming in from the cold. Tell them not to sell it, it's worth more than gold. And guiltiness won't catch them in the end. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. They'll try to manipulate you through your pockets.
and sassy. No, she's doing, she moving, she's moving. I know it's hard to imagine, but why you keep asking like all this came out of the blue? But I've been like this, I've been like this. Run your mouth, but I'm on your lips. Ain't nothing new, suit up. Cause I've been like this.
For making it bizzle, but you're doing it just like I like. And you can't fool me. I know exactly what you wanna do to me. And baby, you're just gonna make me act up on this line. We gon' ride first to heaven. Your hands all over this legend.
Don't stress, baby, that's just the way that I do.
Tripping over these Grammys, but who needs to stand when
that reservation got levitation for two?
Cause I've been like this, I've been like this. That's right, but I'm on your lips. I got money to the ceiling, girl, I'm feeling it. Cause I've been like this.
I've been like this, I've been like this.
Talk that track, but I'm on your lips. It ain't nothing new, but you see my.
Cause I've been like this. I'm a pop star, I'm a wifey.
Put an X by my name if you don't like me.
Now the thing you do excites me. I'm gonna have to get a little bit spicy.
Oh.
It's probably a good time to mention to my guest I could do with another jingle for the show would be rather nice. Now, I'm joined in the studio by Jacob Diest from We Are All Fossils. Have I got the pronunciation correct?
Nearly.
Nearly.
Daced.
Daced. I, you know.
It's right. I like doing this bit.
Yeah,
like,
I know. I do know you, so this is even worse, actually. He's going to be performing live in the studio. His new release, Hollow, is absolutely beautiful. He's going to do a live version of it, which I was joining in, actually, when you were doing that on the harmonies. It's a beautiful song, and I've been playing it on the show. If you've not been tuned in, I don't know where you've been, but it's absolutely lovely. Also joining us is Hans, who is your brother. He's the owner of the Voodoo Calabar in Chelmsford, and he's passionate about music and bringing live music to Essex as well. And we're also joined by MJ Media's Martin Jeffries, who does a lot of work in Essex to support local bands, organising gigs, and he is the best clapper in the studio. Do you like that, Martin? There we go. Martin can't actually talk today. He can only express himself by clapping. There we go. So it's lovely to see you, Jacob.
Yeah, it's good to see you too.
And you were in the studio a little while ago, weren't you? Not so long ago.
Yeah, I think it's like end of last year kind of time, right?
Is it? It's gone really quick.
I feel
gosh.
Like that's
was it
right.
Christmas time?
I think it was just before the jolliness.
Dear, that doesn't sound very positive. So tell us what you've been up to, because, well, first of all, tell us about We Are All Fossils, because you've been in as a group, but you also, it's a little bit different with the band, because you also individually use the name We Are All Fossil and put out different stuff under that name.
Yeah, we like to keep it really confusing, so no one can know what's going on. No, it's just more of a project that just evolves and is kind of around and able to contribute, kind of just, well, do whatever that is, if that's a show or like a big band. So yeah, it's kind of evolving. Not really sure what it's going to go into, but it kind of keeps exciting for me.
Excellent. Now, under your Jacob Wheel for today, without the other lads in the band. So tell us about this track, Hollow.
Yeah. Well, Hollow was like a bit of a cathartic process for me. I unfortunately suffered a bereavement in the family, and processing that was quite difficult. And music is the way I've always expressed myself. So Hollow was kind of like if I was to create like a secret room when I could transmit what I wanted to say. So it's kind of like one of the stages of grief, I guess, just to kind of allow freedom back into your life, because you do feel like a lot of guilt with, you know, being able to enjoy your life as you go on, which is a part of grief which not a lot of people kind of, I don't talk about, because there's obviously some really tough days, but there's days where it where you want to celebrate, you know, the person you've lost. And so Hollow was kind of a really deep song for me to create, but releasing it is kind of like hoping that can kind of send that kind of vibe out there, so other people can kind of, if they need that in their life, it could do that for them.
And is this song on an EP? Is it part of an EP or an album?
So the idea is that there will be like a significant like release at the end of the year. It's kind of between an EP and an album. But we've been in the studio, me and Mike Curtis, doing quite a lot of work, and it's been phenomenal to see what we've discovered together. So we've got more studio time booked, but everything's in motion and it's in a good space. But hopefully, nearer the end of the year, there'll be something to release. But there'll be a couple of singles in the lead up, so that'll be exciting.
You've been working with Green.
Yeah.
Tell us about Green.
He's a fun guy. Yeah, he's really, really nice. I met Joe at a show that Martin actually set up at UB, and just kind of connected with him. He's a really, really good singer-songwriter. He's got something just familiar in his voice that you can't place, but I think because he draws kind of inspiration from it. I think people like Loudon Wainwright and stuff like that, you can really feel there's a really interesting person who's writing the song. So, yeah, we got together in the studio at the end of last month and just kind of pieced together something that I think we're going to release. I hope we're going to release. But it was it was fun. But he's a nice guy.
Now I want to bring in your brother Hans, who is the owner of the Voodoo Keller Bar. Good morning.
Good morning.
You need
good morning.
To get in right into the microphone there. Literally put your nose on the mic there. See, yeah. There we go. So how involved are you with music? Are you a songwriter? I know you've got the Voodoo Keller Bar, but are you a songwriter, musician?
That's all my brother. But no, yeah, obviously the bar is music. You know, it's always been a part of our lives through the family and everything. So it's always been around. So as a venue, yeah, we're more a cocktail bar, to be fair, and a tap room for the brewery. So, but it's sort of the building itself has a soul. You know, it needs music. It needs a bit of life like that, and that's where the music comes in. It's, you know, we're very selective, but we do have music go through there. But we don't have the pressure of having to have music on. We're not a music venue.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have a 4 or 5 day schedule of putting things out to fill a schedule. It's more about like what do we want to do, and that's where we can be selective, which is quite cool.
Yeah, and I've had a look at some of the acts you've had on, and you have really good live performance.
Mm.
So there's nobody turning around going, what is that noise? You know, you go to some venues, like, oh, I'm not too sure. You have really good quality acts on.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we do focus on it. You know, yeah. You need help, though. You know. Hello, Martin. Thank you very much. Nice for you coming.
Oh, the clappers just nodded. That's Martin in the background. So how long have you had the place?
Oh, we've been there for about a year and a half now.
Yeah.
Yeah, a year and a half. The building goes back, way back. It's about, I think it's been either a restaurant or a bar for about 40 years.
Yeah.
So it's a basement bar. It used to be the old police cells for the magistrates court across the road. So we've got a real character in that building that you cannot replicate. It looks all fake, but it's all real. All the cells are real. It's got a nice intimate feel about it. So when we do have something good, you know, any kind of music at all, it's very intimate. It's very intimate.
Mm.
Yeah.
And no ghost in there, is there any sort of ghost?
Apparently, there is.
You're not seeing, not felt presence yet.
I've heard lots of stuff. I obviously not seen anything. They are see-through, so I can't see them.
Yeah.
But I know they're there. So
it's a bit like Martin, really. Martin, we know you're there and slightly see-through. You can join in. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you turned it down.
No, I haven't. You're the microphone. Oh dear, he's just broken everything. There we go. Oh no, sorry.
Oh,
the microphone just fell to pieces. Then Martin from MJ Media. Hello.
Hello.
Lovely to see you in the studio.
And always good to be here, Michelle.
Yes, that's better with your nice voice. Yes, he's been behaving himself today. We're going to have some live music coming up with Jacob. Yeah. And you're going to play two songs for us.
Yes. I practiced the other one quickly.
Just one you wrote on the way here, was it? I'm not joking.
For the purposes of sounding interesting, yeah, I wrote it on the way here.
Tell us about this song.
This is Hollow. This is the latest release.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
and is it out today? When did it actually come out?
It's coming out in a week's time.
Because I get everything so early. Yeah. I've been playing it for the last 2 weeks.
I write the songs and I...
I know, but I always forget because I always go, can I play it now? And you say yes, and then I go, and I just keep playing it. I do get very excited, yeah. And this is a beautiful song. And to hear this live, this guy's got an amazing voice. He's extremely talented. If you get a chance to go and see him in Chelmsford or anywhere else, you'll love him.
Calling the lights and asking your name, where have you gone? Why can't you stay? Falling through time, lost in a maze, where have you gone? Without you I'm alone. Can I hold her hand one last time so I can remember what that was like? I'm hollow without you. I'm hollow without you. I'm hollow without you. I'm
lovely. You didn't clap, Martin. You didn't even clap. Do you want to try again? Let's try again.
Film or clap.
All right, we'll put your phone down and let's give a round of applause there to Jacob.
Thank you.
There we go. That was the first of the live numbers. I'm just going to do a quick bit of ads and then we're going to be back with more.
Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savor unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon shopping. Available Sunday to Thursday, Terms and conditions apply.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And you just saw Jacob there with the brand new track called Hollow, which is out next week, which is beautiful.
Thank you.
What a great voice you've got.
Thank you.
Very talented, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean...
No, I was looking over, I was trying to look at your brother, but he's hidden behind the... he said, you get... Well, it's the thing where somebody says, but you've got such a great voice, and I really love the... When you go up into those high notes, it's so subtle. It's like it gives you tingles. Don't look at me, Martin, the funny boat. But you know when your voice goes up, it's just so it's so pure and it's just wavering. Lovely.
Can I ask them as a question?
You can.
So, growing up,
were you
aware of
it's actually
bass,
started
voice and potential, or did you just think, oh, he's just playing the guitar?
No, it sort of started, I think it was about sort of 7 or 8, I think it was, something around about there. I think it sort of started to play guitar. I bought a guitar and then kind of shared this guitar for a while.
Well, I snuck into your room and stole it.
He stole it. Fair and square, stole it.
I was so intrigued.
I went to university, obviously leaving all my stuff at home, most of it. Thinking it was safe, and I got back and it obviously nicked all my stuff.
Room stolen, guitar stolen.
Yeah, but I mean, we had a friend, Al. Do you remember Al?
Yeah,
he was a studio guitarist in the 60s. He left us a fantastic Fender amp for far too long, wasn't it? It was gorgeous.
It was so sad when it left.
And we just started playing, and you know, I bought my first Gibson. I left that at home, and then
I've still got that one.
And he's still got that.
Nice.
There's a pattern here.
We got back from Unity. He was playing a lot of Metallica, wasn't it?
Metallica. And you took me to my first like rock concert as well.
Yeah. We used to go to gigs in London, which is pretty cool.
We watched. Our parents took us to watch Neil Diamond, and I remember you whispering into my ear, being like, "I'll take you to a rock."
Yeah, we went to loads of cool stuff.
We went to Brixton and we watched an amazing.
But the singing
show.
Came later, wasn't it? Because it was more of a it's sort of continuing music, because you're in quite a few bands, and then it was like, well, to Ryan, you would need to sing, wasn't it?
Yeah, we never had a singer for 4 years practicing in a room, and then I said, I'll just start singing, and then we can maybe find a singer. And then, like, 2 weeks later, the band broke up, and I was like, oh, it's probably because of the singing. So...
But that's really strange that it's to develop, to find you've got a voice then, rather than... So most people start off singing, possibly, and then playing guitar. Because, you know, it's one of those things, you could be a great guitarist, but you can't sing. And a lot of people don't have both. I'm looking at you, Martin, I don't know what...
I've got a guitar at home.
Yeah, well, don't worry, don't bring it in. You've got the same sort of... Your voice is very similar to your brother's, but do you not sing? Have you ever tried, or it's just something that you're not interested
in?
I reckon you can. I think I've heard you sing a couple of times, and it's definitely...
Sing. It's just... I don't sing for other people, so it's just...
It's very exclusive.
Yeah.
Like, a yearly membership. There's only one person. Like, lots of money.
And just to say, you brought in some stuff. You brew your own beer.
Yes, then we got in Chelmsford. So, yeah, we've got a... Two tap rooms and the brewery, so the beers go through there. So we've got music and we've got a whole little conglomerate of a bit of fun. So,
and what's the flavours of the beer?
Oh, it depends. We make loads of ales, a sort of new wave kind of like pale ales, really hoppy stuff. We make dark beers, traditional English amber ale, stout porters.
Yeah.
Anything that you can ferment, we can make, and we do. We do loads of specials. Mm. Absolutely loads of specials, yeah. The only thing we don't make at the moment is a lager, which is the next stage. But
So where can people find out more about the Voodoo Calabar? I know that you're all over socials, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose socials are probably usually the best way to... but, I mean, if you're ever in Chelmsford, top of the high street, it's just right at the top there next to Shire Hall, so...
That's where the old hot house used to be.
Yeah, the old hot house, Bottle Bureau. We've had some big hitters before us. Every single bar that's been there has been an iconic venue for a while, and sort of lucky to have the building. So yeah, really looking forward to it.
Have you not been there yet?
I've not been there yet.
You should.
I want to go when you're there. You might.
I'm not just saying this, but you would love it.
Yeah.
Vibe to it.
I'm not a... It's not the sort of place I would necessarily have gone to. Just that I'm more likely to hang out in a gig venue. What I like about Voodoo Bar, it's just got an this is, you know, to respect to what Han has done. It's just a really lovely space.
Yeah.
And it just feels, there's no, you just feel really safe there, I think. The number of times I've been there, there's been no kind of, even Friday nights, it's the crowd, it's still really laid back and friendly. And you would love it there.
I just have to say, during that, Dad, during you saying that, you're breathing really heavily down the microphone. And sorry, you don't know you're doing that, Jacob, but it's just that you're going, it's can really I, friendly, and you're going...
Can I continue to do it?
Get really excited.
I was just trying to turn it down a little bit.
Sorry for the listeners for the heavy breathing. It was me.
That's the effect I have.
It certainly is. When I was talking to someone earlier, who was on as a guest, she said it's waterfall releases. So really for the rest of the year, you're going to have waterfall releases coming out. And then what are you going to be doing? Lots more sort of gigs? Are you going on a little mini tour?
I'm actually trying to piece together a little tour in September. So I'm already going to be playing in Newcastle on like one of their sofa sounds kind of things. I'm just going to piece together some places where I think I can play where it's going to be quite quiet and it has like a lounge feeling. So I'm going to try and piece together something like that. And yeah, the waterfall, I've never heard it described like that, but that's very accurate. Yeah. So I'm definitely going to be doing that. Hollow is out next week. And then I'm not sure what the next one's going to be. Song last week, which I feel is a good contender, that feels quite like in tune with where I am right now, so I'm going to release that. But yeah, I've actually got a show at Ulu Kelebar on Sunday.
Yeah, this Sunday.
So I'm going to be there, which should be good. We've got a South African Day kind of event happening there, because that's where we're originally from.
Yeah.
But everybody's welcome. You know, it's going to be like a lovely time. I'm just not going to be singing in Afrikaans because I wouldn't carry it well. So that's my little disclaimer.
Yeah.
And what time are you on?
2:30, I believe.
And what time does everything kick off?
I should know this.
So 2 o'clock onwards.
Yeah. 2 o'clock onwards. Yeah.
On Sunday.
About 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Unless it's too much fun and then we keep going.
Ooh. Yeah. So fun overrides.
Listening to Phoenix FM, Jesus and a Sun Boys, excited to hear the collaboration with Joe.
That's
Steve.
Joe's dad.
Oh,
I've met Joe's dad. Lovely.
Sweet.
Hello, Joe's dad. Is he listening?
Are you waving?
I am actually waving.
You're waving to me.
Yeah.
Doesn't really work on radio, but never mind.
I'll just continue to do it.
And the heavy breathing. Why Martin's talking?
Am I still heavy breathing?
No, you're not. You're fine. No, it did make me laugh, though, just as you were saying how safe it was. It was just
it gives you the opposite feeling.
It does, yeah. It does a little bit.
It's a bit like a trap, isn't it? It's really safe.
So you've got lots more coming up this year. And then, so you're going to release possibly an album EP later on. And you've got this track out, Hollow, next week. And then you've got another track probably coming out in another month or two.
Mm.
And that will be for the rest of this year. And then you're just trying to sort out some live gigs around
the
country.
I'm kind of just really excited to see what kind of creativity will happen. Mm. I've spent like some time with Joe in the studio. There's a couple of other artists I've been spending time in the studio with and just kind of helping in a way just to add something to their songs, you know, just some harmonies or some ideas. So it'd be really exciting when those things come out. I won't say anything about that because I don't know what their plans are, but it's basically Beyonce's asked me to, you know, do another country album with her.
Just to very quickly say, we were talking about Beyonce, and I think this is really good that she's actually gone into a different music genre. A lot of people don't like it, but I love the fact that you can write pop music, you can write reggae music or do country music, and an artist really sometimes, that's whatever comes out. So I think it's a good thing.
I have a bit of a theory about it. I think that Beyonce doing this is going to maybe make people want to take a bit more ownership of music, which therefore will make them kind of be like, oh, I like this kind of music, I like that kind of music, which hopefully will infiltrate into grassroots like show support and, you know, other bits of the world of music that's not really being supported. So I think us having everything all of the time is kind of a bit bland, but now with us maybe being like, if you like the album from Beyonce, if you don't like the album from Beyonce, great, you know, then you can support the avenues of what you do and you can maybe yourself as like what you like as a listener of music. Because I liked that when I was growing up. There was a lot of people that liked certain you know, bands and not other bands. You know, as long as it didn't like involve, you know, any kind of like action towards any other group. But, you know, you can embrace your different things that you enjoy. So I think what Beyonce found is great. It's just, it's shook up the
the country music scene maybe in a way which will make it evolve into something else. I don't know.
Yeah, and remember out there, 100,000 songs are released every single day. The level of musicianship now is incredible. I mean, years ago when I used to work at a recording studio, some of the demos that would come in, you'd be like, oh my God, this is terrible. And you would have a lot, and then you'd have one that would basically leap out at you. Now, you're getting amazing songs by independent artists that leap out at you all the time, and that's why you can like Beyonce, but she's got all of the money and everything else behind her. Have a listen to independent music, support the local venues, and support local musicians, because otherwise it'll be just for rich people to record, because nobody will be able to do it. So it doesn't cost much to go and see a band. A lot of times it doesn't cost anything at all to go and see a band, because the venue is, you know, the smaller venues are covering the cost, or the musicians pay to get their music out there for nothing.
Exactly, and the best way to do it is literally just buying something physical, even if it's a CD.
Yeah.
You know, you might not be like playing CDs at home anymore, but just buying that CD will be the best way to contribute to that artist. Yeah. And buying a beer at the bar and figuring out, let's even ask them, like, which one helps you the most.
Mm.
I'm only going to have one beer tonight because I'm driving or something, you know. At least make that choice.
Yeah.
Because it does, that kind of thinking really helps people to feel kind of seen and then want to be, you know, still doing what they're doing, because it's obviously passion that's left in there.
Yeah.
And then them to build from that with support from a community, you don't know how much that can do.
Yeah, and if you like a track, tell the artist, and also like their socials, because that costs you nothing, and it really helps out. And if you want to buy a track, normally bands are on Bandcamp, and you can pay whatever you like.
Yeah, and secretly take your phone's friends, like your friend's phone, and take the Spotify and just download all the music and then add it to all their playlists and play it while they sleep.
Yes.
You know, Spotify doesn't play well, but if you can just do that while they sleep, it could be all right.
There we go. That's a little bit of advice. You're right there, Martin. What are you doing? Reading a book?
No, I'm just doing the socials.
Are you doing the socials? You look like you were doing nothing, just sat there, just sort of reading.
Yeah, that's what I do, nothing.
Now, I just have to say, before Jacob plays another song to play us out, MJ Sessions Transmission presents this Saturday Hot Box, Brewer's Daughter, which are a folk indie band, Rebel Party, Generation Feral, Loopers, and what's that saying?
Ukulele.
Oh, wow! What's that? They're based in Colchester, Cardiff, did you say?
Between Colchester and Cardiff.
And that will be at Hotbox, another great venue in Chelmsford, which I've been to lots and lots, and you can park there as well, and it will be a good night.
Thank you for the advert.
You're welcome. Now, Jacob, you're going to leave us with a song.
Yeah, this one's called When I Find You. And I'm doing it on my own, but the actual recording's got one of my best music friends. Actually, not just music friends, best friends. It sounds like I need to still be music. But yeah, it's got her beautiful voice on it. So if you want to hear the complete version, it's online.
Thank you to Hans, thank you to Martin, and thank you to Jake.
I ran to the coast, I ran to the woods, I ran as fast as I possibly could. Oh. I climbed the highest mountain, I went to the valley below, I followed every river I thought you might know. So when I find you, darling, can I take you home? When I find you, darling, can I take you home? I wade through the coarse water, virtue in my mind, you map of all the places I thought you might hide. So when I find you, darling, can I take you home? When I find you, darling, can I take you home? Grace and the light. Though I may try to, I can never give you up.
cracks when I find you, darling. Can I take your home when I find you, darling? Can I take your home?
Thank you very much.
That was the beautiful voice of Jacob Diest.
Diest,
oh, blimey, I will never get it right.
Stop calling me...
Oh no, don't do that. Well, at least I got your first name right.
You've always